This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
A group of more than 60 top U.S. scientists, including 20 Nobel laureates and several science advisors to past Republican presidents, on Wednesday accused the Bush administration of manipulating and censoring science for political purposes. The scientists accused the administration of suppressing, distorting, or manipulating the work done by scientists at federal agencies. For example, the administration ordered massive changes to a section on global warming in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's 2003 report on the environment. Chicago police officers infiltrated five protest groups in 2002 and launched four other spying operations in 2003, actions that civil rights activists are calling outrageous. The investigations have come in the wake of a court decision that expanded the department's intelligence gathering powers. The department would not describe what organizations were targeted in 2003. A group fighting poverty announced plans on Thursday to erect a tent called Bushville during the Republican Party convention in August, one of several demonstrations expected in a summer of political protest in New York. The Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign will put up the tents for 5 days before the August 30th through September 2nd meeting, which will nominate George W. Bush to run for a second four-year term in the November 2nd election. We will be marching because both Democrats and Republicans alike have failed to address our real life and death issues, said spokesman Sherry Hankala. George W. Bush is again having trouble energizing Christian conservatives, prominent leaders on the religious right say. It's not just economic conservatives upset by runaway federal spending that he's having trouble with. I think his biggest problem will be social conservatives who are not motivated to work for the ticket and to ensure their fellow Christians get to the polling booth, said Robert H. Knight, director of the Culture and Family Institute. Their list of grievances is long, but right now social conservatives are mad over what many consider Bush's failure to strongly condemn illegal homosexual marriages being performed in San Francisco under the authority of Mayor Gavin Newsom. More after this.
Hello, I'm Rita Moreno. You may have a serious eye condition and not even know it. Vision loss is not a normal part of aging. Some vision changes are normal. Some are due to eye disease. Do you know the difference? Open your eyes to the facts. To get more information about vision and aging or to find out about what help is available if you're having vision problems, call Lighthouse International at 1-800-829-0500 or visit www.lighthouse.org.
Brenda Gould, a woman from Newmarket in eastern England, has listed two names on her voter registration form who turned out to be cows, East Cambridgeshire District Council said Thursday. In addition to registering two cows as Henry and Sophie Bull, she listed Jake Wolfles, later found out to be a dog, as eligible to vote in a local government election. Gould later said she put the names down as a joke because they had been irritated when the council addressed a letter to the occupants of their barn.
For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Unbiased. I'm biased for small, independent, homegrown business, as opposed to spending my money at some cookie-cutter outlet of Great Big Global Chain Store Incorporated. Not that I adamantly refuse to step into any chain, but let's admit it. These places are sterile, uniform, boring, soulless, and, well, corporate. They have no pulse. If I've got a choice, I go for the color, flavor, zest, and attitude of the hometown businesses that shout uniqueness, giving us a sense of place and human spirit. There are plenty of examples in my own town of Austin, Texas. Why stay at the Anywhere and Nowhere Holiday Inn when we've got a funkily refurbished Austin motel right downtown, boasting this reassuring slogan on its marquee, "No additives, no preservatives, corporate free since 1938. Why turn your cash over to Starbucks number 2417 when there's better coffee and a spiritual uplift at our own Bolden Creek Coffee House, complete with a cheeky neon sign saying, "Caffeine Dealer"? Why go to the Home Depot when the independent Harold's Hardware Store has the gizmo you need, knows how it operates, will lend you a tool to install it, and offers hands-on help with this comforting slogan, "Together, we can do it yourself." Food, books, beer, clothing, records, you name it, there are an abundance of local choices wherever you live that'll take you beyond crass corporate consumerism and help define your city as its own special place, rather than just another any place USA. Plus, the money you spend locally stays local, instead of being hauled off in a Brinks truck to corporate central. I'm not talking about supporting local businesses as some sort of a do-good charitable act to help them, but about helping ourselves by voting with our consumer dollars to make our towns the one-of-a-kind, vibrant places we want them to be. This is Jim Hightower saying, it's a question of whose town is it? Ours? Or Great Big Global Chain Store Incorporated? It's up to us.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time.
I think that was very nice.
I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Calling for a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, here's Tom Hartman.
Greetings, friends. Welcome back. On we go. Just a quick reminder, on March 1st, those of you who are listening on the web stream, everybody who's listening on a standard radio station or on Sirius Radio, everything will be the same. Those of you who are listening on the Internet, go to radiopower.org, and because that's where that'll be our prime source for our web stream, ieamericaradio.com. Is going brown on that day, although we are switching from the ABC Star Guide satellite to the Jones satellite. It's also the Star Guide satellite. That's techie stuff for radio stations, but they all know it, and everything's going to be fine. But just for those of you who are listening on the web, radiopower.org is the source. Walmart's earnings rose $2.72 billion. $2.72 billion. You know, imagine how much money that is over the three-month period that ended at the end of January. They made $2.72 billion in profit. And, you know, I'd say if a company is profitable, God bless them, on the one hand. On the other hand, is Walmart destroying America? Or are those who say that the Walmartification of America should be stopped or regulated or controlled, anti-American? This is one of those issues. Back years ago, Ayn Rand, whose father lost his business to the Bolsheviks and who studied economics and politics at the University of Kiev in the Soviet Union, moved to the United States and made the mistake of thinking that capitalism was a political system when, in fact, it's an economic system. From having read her work, I don't believe that she ever understood what democracy means. But in any case, this cult called libertarianism came out of her work, particularly her book Atlas Shrugged, you know, about these noble capitalists and these terrible bureaucrats who are always trying to drag them down and ruin the country. Interesting book, and although rather long. And what's significant about this is that these folks have become major influencers of the conservative movement in the United States, particularly over the last 30 years. Very significant influencers. Alan Greenspan was initiated into the cult in Ayn Rand's apartment in New York City back in the 1950s and 1960s. And so we have on today, back to our program, welcome back, Edwin A. Locke. He's the Dean's Professor Emeritus of Leadership and Motivation at the University of Maryland at College Park and a senior writer for the Ayn Rand Institute in Marina Del Rey, California. The Institute, of course, promotes the philosophy of Ayn Rand, author of Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead. Welcome, Mr. Locke.
Thank you for having me. By the way, I wanted to note that the Institute is now located in Irvine, California.
Oh, okay, great.
About a year ago.
Okay, I'm not sure where we got your bio from. I think it came off the website, so you might want to check and have them update that.
Okay.
But I'll check that with Louise. Thanks for updating us. And of course, the website is ayinrand.com, isn't it?
Ayinrand.org.
Dot org. Okay, AYNRAND.org.
Incidentally, Ayn Rand is not a libertarian, and is totally opposed to the entire libertarian movement. She thought they were just mindless hippies who were anti-philosophical, and you can see that from the crazy positions they take. So she totally divorced herself from the entire libertarian movement.
Well, there was that huge schism when she had an affair with the guy who wrote the book, kind of blowing the door open on all the weirdness that was going on in her apartment there between her and her husband and this other guy, and he took off with the libertarian. I forget his name. Do you remember?
Daniel Brandon?
Yes. It's been years since I had that book, but... We should correctly differentiate. The Ayn Rand Institute and the libertarians are two different things, although both claim Ayn Rand as their philosophical base.
Except the libertarians are really anti-philosophical, so they'll really take anybody as their base.
All right. Well, let's get to this news release that you wrote. There's some interesting points here that I think are worthy of discussion.
Okay.
And because you represent in this what I think is the kernel of conservative thought in America. It's so important for people to hear your point of view, I believe. You suggest cities around the country are preventing Walmart from opening new stores on the grounds that these stores would threaten other businesses and replace higher-paying jobs with lower-paying ones. In reality, you say, such cities are using government coercion to prevent free competition, argues Dr. Edwin A. Locke of the Ayn Rand Institute. That's your position, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, the question that I would have... is what's wrong with there being rules to the game of business?
Well, it depends what the rules are. The proper rules for business are rules against fraud. As take example of the Enron case where stockholders and employees and everyone was defrauded. So there should be rules for that. But otherwise, and obviously rules against using coercion, otherwise businesses should be left free to function, and they should have the same individual rights as everyone, free to function as they choose, so that as long as they don't violate anyone else's rights.
Dr. Locke, have you ever played any sports?
Yes.
What game?
I played, I was in crew at college, and I've played golf, and I've played tennis.
Uh-huh.
I still play tennis.
Yeah. If tennis probably isn't the best example, you are familiar with baseball and football.
Oh, sure. I follow them, but I've never been good enough to play them.
Yeah.
Or big enough.
Yeah. Me neither, actually. But in other than, you know, in the obligatory stuff in high school. But if we had a game, if a game were set up, that the rules only dealt with what you suggest is fraud, like, you know, you can't throw the ball this way, but you can throw the ball that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't prevent people who have greater power or force from using that over people who have lesser. In other words, if the rules of football didn't prevent people from punching other people in the kidneys or in the face, or if the rules of baseball didn't prevent the pitcher from throwing a ball that would hit the batter in the stomach, it sounds to me like you're saying in business, that would be no big deal.
Well, the analogy isn't quite apt because you can do hits in football, but within the rules, and it's rules that both parties agree to.
Right.
What you can't do is bring a gun onto the field and shoot your opponent.
Right. So, but the main point, and what you just said is a critical one, is that it's a rules that both parties agree to. So the purpose of these rules is to relatively equalize power, right?
The purpose of the rules isn't necessarily to equalize power, because some guys might have 300-pound linemen and other guys might have 200-pound linemen. The purpose of the rules is that everyone's under the same basic principles, and the basic principle in capitalism is that you're free to function and do as you wish, so long as you don't use force or fraud, which means some companies who are more successful, have better products, more aggressive marketers, will win a bigger share of the market.
But how can you suggest that monopoly isn't a form of economic force?
Well, I don't believe there's any such thing as real private monopoly. The only real form of monopoly is government-granted monopoly, such as, say, with the utilities. But in a free economy, you may achieve temporary market dominance, like IBM once did, Kodak once did, Xerox once did, because you're better at the game than other people. But that doesn't prevent competitors from going after you and even bringing you close to bankruptcy.
You don't think that Walmart, for example, or Microsoft have essentially blocked people of your stature and mine from getting into the marketplace?
Well, no, there's no guarantee that anyone can go into the marketplace. If I want to go into the car industry, I can't just say, well, I think I'll go into the car industry. I've got to have money and backers and technology. So there's no guarantee that you can go into a business unless you're prepared to deal with the competition that's there.
Okay, well, let's look at this from a slightly different viewpoint then. We as a society allow any activity, including business, because it produces a social good, and we disallow those that produce social harms. Would you agree with that?
That's not the reason objectivism would uphold that. Our reason for defending capitalism is not primarily the public good, although it does lead to more wealth. Our reason for defending capitalism is because it's consistent with the concept of individual rights. And that's the moral justification, the person's right to trade freely and the right to their own life. So the basic defense is not practical.
But isn't the foundation of individual rights that upholds social, that's a social good that you know, is?
Well, what upholds individual rights is man's nature as a rational being and the conditions needed in society to allow the individual to survive as a rational being. And that means being free from the initiation of force and fraud. So that's the purpose of individual. That's the basis for individual rights, is the individual's own right to his life and what protects that in society. So we're not.
What I'm suggesting here is that we as a society, and that every society all the way back to tribal times, and there's many of them that still exist, we can observe, you know, what life was like for those of us who are in what we call civilization. 10,000-20,000 years ago, that historically all societies define rules within
right.
their society,
sure.
and that those rules operate, broadly speaking, and over time, you could say even in a Darwinian sense, to produce the greatest social good and minimize the social harms.
Well, the question is, what rules should you have? Now, the Greeks, of course, experimented with different forms, and you mentioned earlier in the program democracy. And Ayn Rand, you mentioned she didn't understand it, but she actually does understand it, and she was opposed to democracy.
Well, she was opposed to Greek democracy,
right? Which is unlimited majority rule.
Right. I'm not. When I say democracy, I'm using it in the sense that people have been using it basically since Jefferson to mean modern liberal democracy or a constitutionally limited republic.
Right. Constitutional republic is what we supposedly have.
Right.
And that she favored.
But my point is that if we're going to have a society where we're saying that, okay, we're going to allow activity in our society if it benefits the society, what's wrong with saying we're going to require businesses, if they're going to have business and conduct business, to operate within certain parameters, there must be, for example, minimum wage laws. I know you oppose minimum wage laws.
Well, our answer would be that's the wrong way to justify anything. The public good or the greatest good for the greatest number is a very, very bad moral concept.
And so the best moral concept is whoever's strongest wins.
Well, it depends on what you mean by strongest. Our moral concept is you're free to function as you wish, so long as you don't violate the rights of others. And since some people are smarter and more aggressive, more ambitious than others, they may get more rewards, and that's good. That's moral.
Dr. Locke, I have to ask you to pause that for a moment. That music means we have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be back after this break. This is Tom Hartman. We're talking with Edwin Locke of the Ayn Rand Institute, AynRand.org. 20 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Oh. You'll sleep like
okay up there.
You'll sleep like
need
a...
Need more tissues?
Sleep like a...
Cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red 90?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stubby head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Did you know that grapes are one of the most heavily sprayed of all agricultural products? Most people don't. But that is why it's so very important to drink wines that are made with certified organic grapes. And that is exactly what we are inviting you to do today. Taste our wines. We select them personally. They come from small properties in the south of France. They are delicious, connoisseurs love them, and they are earth-friendly. But judge for yourself. Call us at 1-888-ECO-WINE. We'll answer all your questions, and we will send you a free sampler. Yes, a free sampler. Two full-size bottles delivered to your doorstep for a $10 shipping cost only. My name is Véronique. I founded the Organic Wine Company in 1980 for people just like you, people who love wine and want to do well by our earth. I look forward to talking with you. Call 1-888-ECO-WINE, and that is ECOWINE.
Want to know more about the many topics that Tom Hartman discusses on his show? There's one website that offers the best books on all of these critical issues. It's a full-service bookstore that offers thousands of books for a better world. Books you may never have seen anywhere else. It's online at 100fires.com. Books about how you can make a difference. About the rights of workers, healthy families, creating more livable communities, environmental protection, and about how we can stop large corporations from destroying our democracy. 100fires.com offers secure ordering, full searchability, gift certificates, and much, much more. If you're tired of handing your hard-earned cash to corporate bookstores, check out 100fires.com. That's 100fires.com. Books for a better world.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Prime time in the living rooms, and now all the drapes are closed. Moonlight shining from above, and it seems like everybody knows.
And welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Edwin A. Locke, Dean Professor Emeritus of Leadership and Motivation at the University of Maryland at College Park and a senior writer for the Ayn Rand Institute, AYNRAND.org. And Dr. Locke, I know you can only stay with us for another 5 minutes here. So,
I can stay longer if you want.
Okay. Well, let's just cut right to the chase here. Walmart studies show that for, and this Congressional Research Service, I mean, this isn't some, you know, left-wing wacko group. This is the United States Congress in a 1994 report found that for every two jobs created by a Walmart store, the community loses three. The report says, and I quote, "These jobs provide significantly lower wages than jobs in many industries and are often only part-time positions. Seasonal opportunities are subject to extensive turnover," end quote. Why is that a good thing?
Well, that's an incomplete analysis, because what that leaves out is the fact that it provides people, and especially poor people, I've had a lot of emails about this, with low-cost goods that they couldn't afford to buy otherwise, which actually increases wealth.
But what if they're poor people because they're working at Walmart?
Well, everyone doesn't work at Walmart.
No, but they're the largest employer in America now.
See, they employ, 1.3 million people. Well,
I still don't understand how you can say that you know, I'm right there with you guys saying yes, individual liberties are an important thing, but we are a society. We are made of individuals, but we are a society. We're social animals, human beings. And how is it that allowing a corporation to behave in a way that takes three jobs out of a community that are good paying and replaces them with two jobs that are poorly paying is somehow noble? I don't get it.
Well, first place, they have the right to open as many stores as they want. And why do they succeed?
Well, they have the right if we collectively agree that they have that right.
They succeed because customers want to shop there. Customers want to shop there because they have low prices, and it makes them wealthier by paying less for things that they couldn't otherwise afford. So who are you to say someone doesn't have the right to shop at a place like that if they want the goods that are offered?
Well, the analogy I would say is let's say that right now in your pancreas there are a few cells that decide that they want to, you know, just grow a little faster than the rest, and they start growing faster and faster, and then they break out of your pancreas and they get into your bloodstream, and now they're in your lungs and your heart, and the cancer has metastasized through your body. What right do you have to say to those cancer cells, hey, you can't grow any faster than the rest of the cells in the body?
Well, I reject the analogy, because society is not a superorganism.
Sure it is.
It's a collection of separate individuals who join together in a common location with common laws. It's not an organism.
Mammalian society acts like an organism.
No, it's not an organism. People are separate. You can see that by direct
perception. So are the cells in your body.
No,
they can exist separately. You can take
body,
individual cells out and culture them in a medium.
All the cells in your body are organized to one goal, unless you're sick, which is to preserve your life.
And so is a society.
No. The purpose of a society is to protect the rights of each individual.
In other words, you're suggesting that in your worldview, the goal of a society is to allow an individual to subsume, to consume as much wealth as they can, or to have as much power over others as they want, because that's what you call liberty.
To create as much wealth as they can and to consume as much as they can earn, because that's their individual right. That's the purpose of a government, is to protect people's rights. And that's it. That's all it's there for. Not to enslave them, not to tell them how to live.
Who says?
Man's nature.
Ah, this isn't like, you know, written in the book by God. It's not in the Bible. This is man's nature.
Man's nature is a rational being.
Okay, let's find out more about that when we come back. Also, we've got Joe in Pennsylvania has a question for you, if you can stick around.
Okay.
We'll carry on here. We're talking with Edwin Locke of the Ayn Rand Institute, ayn rand.org. It's 29 minutes past the hour. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
Scientists who study the deep ocean say they need a new vehicle to get there. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. 40 years ago, the U.S. government launched an underwater vehicle named Alvin to take scientists deep into the ocean for research. It can dive more than a mile to the ocean floor, and it's been used to explore the wreck of the Titanic. But several other countries now have research vessels that carry more advanced technology and dive much deeper. In a recent report, the National Research Council says the United States needs to build a new vehicle with similar capacity. Shirley Pomponi worked on the report. She's a marine biologist with the Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institution in Fort Pierce, Florida. Pomponi says scientists use these underwater vehicles for all kinds of research. For example, geologists can study plate tectonics, and biologists can search for new ocean creatures. To illustrate the importance of these missions, Pomponi points to the discovery years ago of remarkable life forms on super-hot hydrothermal vents in the ocean floor.
It was one of the major discoveries of the 20th century. And all the work that's been done on these hydrothermal vent communities was made possible through the use of both manned and unmanned submersibles.
Pomponi says ocean exploration is inexpensive compared to exploration of the moon or other planets, and she says there's a lot that has yet to be discovered at sea.
There's so many secrets left that the ocean has to share with us, and we really need to get down to these new areas that we haven't explored and learn more about what we have right here on Earth.
The National Research Council recommends that the U.S. government build a new manned submersible to complement the 40-year-old Alvin. Pomponi says the new vehicle would have better visibility and could be designed for diving to much greater depths. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
What does corporate power have to do with disarmament? How does working for racial justice affect trade agreements, and what do they all have to do with the Cuban blockade? Having trouble making a connection? It's our specialty. The Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, for 88 years, connecting the issues for democracy and social justice. Why don't you connect with us? WILPF.org or call 215-563-7110.
The best of the rest of the news. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Every sweetest joy looks like too much traffic on the road. No fun in driving. You're waiting like forever just to go.
Welcome back. It's Tom Hartman, 27 minutes before the hour. And we're getting here to the nub of the modern conservative worldview as influenced by the objectivist movement, as articulated by the Ayn Rand Institute and Dr. Edwin A. Locke of the University of Maryland at College Park. And Dr. Locke, first let's take Joe's call here. Joe in Pennsylvania has a call. 1-800-TALK-YES is our number if you'd like to be on the program. 1-800-825-5937. Joe, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate this conversation, Dr. Locke and Tom. I'm an owner-operator truck driver, and I wrestle with these kind of issues all the time. And the conversation, I'd like to just kind of pose a question here. Is your conversation about the bottom line being the dollar? And if so, is that created in a vacuum? Because to me, that principle or that dollar is created through a lot of other influences making it available, not the least of which is right now soldiers dying to give you an environment in order to be able to create that dollar and wealth. So I think that, yes, there's a right, but there's an obligation fact that isn't considered in the mix. And I think that's what governments and societies are about, are trying to find a balance with people being able to have a right to go out and do what they want to make money, but certainly not without giving consideration to all of the other influences that make that possibility happen.
Well said, Joe. Well said, Joe. Thank you, Dr. Locke. How do you guys respond to this when you know people like me and Joe say, hey, you know, capitalism is fine. People should be able to make money. I mean, you know, I run a business, but you do so in the context of a social and political system that we all contribute into. I don't know if you saw the Frontline special last night, but you know, corporations are down to paying about 7% of American taxes now. It was around 30% back in the 50s and 60s. You and I are picking up the difference because they're using all these weird
tax shelters. We're not conservatives. We're radicals. So if it was up to us, we'd abolish the corporate tax and the income tax and have government financed by various voluntary means rather than coercive taxation. One of many examples being a national lottery. And there are other ways to do it, too. So we're not against tax breaks for any one group at the expense of another. We're against taxation.
But can't you acknowledge that for a capitalist system? I mean, you say in your article that anybody who is opposed to Walmart, here, let me get the quote exact. Trying to stop Walmart is not only morally wrong; it is un-American. Mm-hmm. And yet, Walmart and every other business in America exists upon the substrate, upon the foundation of an economic, political, and ultimately, I suppose you could call it moral. Let's call it a social system that in a democracy or what you would call a constitutionally limited republic is we the people working together and saying this is the kind of world in which we want to live.
Are we the people working together voluntarily for mutual benefit by voluntary mutual exchange?
So you don't acknowledge that there is any social contract?
No. Rousseau, by the way, who's the former of that, was the foundation for Marxist theory, by the way.
Rousseau was also the founder. I mean, you know, his thinking influenced the Enlightenment and the founders of this nation.
Not very much compared to John Locke. Rousseau was an ardent collectivist and believed man should live to serve the state.
Yeah, but do you really think Locke would have been saying the things he had if Rousseau had not?
Absolutely. The French Revolution was a mixture of half Locke and half Rousseau, which is why it got so messed up.
Yeah.
So I'm not, and we're not admirers of Rousseau in any way, but we are of Locke.
Let's move from the 18th century to today. I mean, okay. Here we have this real problem is that we've got a situation now where corporations are eating each other. You've got, like, for example, out in California, these big supermarkets have eaten all the little bomb and pop shops over the last 10, 15, 20 years, and now Walmart's fixing to come in and eat them. And so they're doing the same thing that happens in rat communities that we've discovered in psych labs back in the 1940s and 50s, that when, you know, you create compressed social situations, overpopulation rat communities, they begin to eat their young. And now you've got these supermarkets basically eating their employees. And how is this, how does this produce a social good?
Well, I disagree again with your analogy. What you're saying is capitalism is a dynamic system, and over time, some
No, what I'm saying is capitalism has to operate within a set of rules.
Okay, but the question is, what rules?
Yeah. Well, that's where you and I disagree, I think.
Under real capitalism, the better companies put the less good companies out of business.
No, that's free enterprise.
Yeah, they don't eat them.
But there's a difference between free enterprise and capitalism. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
I see. We're for laissez-faire capitalism, which is free enterprise, which means the government is there only to protect rights. Otherwise, you're free to act. So I don't see a distinction between the two. And so a business who can outcompete another business has the right to become more dominant. That's how capitalism works. Otherwise, you have stagnation.
And as I said, you know, similarly, in a biological system, an individual set. I mean, this is the danger of laissez-faire capitalism, the French for, you know, let them do what they want, is that it's like having a baseball game without having rules. It's like having a soccer match without having rules. It's like having a body without internal regulatory mechanisms.
It's having a system with certain rules, which is you can't use force or fraud, and then the rest is up to you to win the market voluntarily by offering customers a better deal.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Well, let's go to a few more callers here and see what they have to say. JR in Victorville, California is on the line. You're on the line with Dr. Edwin Locke of the Ayn Rand Institute and Tom Hartman.
Hey, Dr. Locke, I think Tom Hartman agrees with you more than he even realizes himself. He has a website and on there there's Tom Hartman's 10 Steps to Restore Democracy in America, or to America, excuse me. And his 10th point is that the government is an instrument of secular democracy, not a religious theocracy, and has no right in our churches, homes, or bedrooms. And here's the thing. He says, what we do in private among consenting adults is our business and our business only. And that is exactly what Dr. Locke is saying. What consenting adults choose to do in the marketplace is our business and our business alone.
But, J.R., where you're missing there is that the marketplace is the public, not the private.
Well, the marketplace, when you talk about somebody's home, when I own a business, I consider that my property and my home. And what I do
but
in
if
my
you're,
property
if,
and
if,
my home.
If you're operating out in public, if you're going to hang a shingle out and do business in the public, that's part of the public discourse. That's part of the public
but
activity.
But you say that prostitution shouldn't be a crime and the prostitution is conducted in public. This is exactly it. This a woman decides between her and her customer what her price is going to be and what the criteria is for their exchange is going to be, and it's mutually beneficial, and then they set their price and they do their business. This is exactly that's what the free market is. And so you apparently agree with it.
I don't agree, and I'm not advocating unregulated prostitution. Prostitution that works in countries like the Netherlands and Germany is regulated by the governments, and so that women are not. You're opening a huge can of worms here, but
among consenting adults, what we do among consenting adults is our business. So if I go to a business and I say I want to work for you, I want your job. And the business owner and the employee negotiate their salary, whatever it might be, without interference of the government. That's consenting adults. So
But when it is taking place in the public marketplace, when it is affecting the public good, when it is affecting entire community, I mean, entire communities have been wiped out by economic decisions being made by big corporations just trying to squeeze a few extra dollars so that the Walton family can become more, you know, wealthier and wealthier and wealthier.
In the same paragraph, you go on to say that the government has no right or business using the language or beliefs of any one of our many religions or to tell any of our religions how they should behave or believe. Now, again, religions are things that are conducted in public also, aren't they?
No.
And you want them to be left alone. We're asking for the same thing with business, whether it be corporations or whether it be individual-owned businesses.
Okay, got it. JR, thanks. I appreciate the call. Are you suggesting, Dr. Locke, that slave labor in China is okay, that it's okay that Walmart be buying products?
Slavery is a gross violation of individual rights and is an abomination. And
so you think that Walmart should be restrained from importing goods made in the prisons in China?
Well, if it's, and I mean, I think Walmart's main source of is not China, but other countries, although they do business. But as far as I know, China
10% of all the goods imported into the United States from China are imported by Walmart.
I mean, that's certainly one of their suppliers. It's not their only foreign supplier. I mean, slavery is absolutely an abomination, and if the government knew that certain goods were produced by slave labor, then I would say ban those imports.
So you are in favor of government having a place in the marketplace and defining some of the rules.
Protecting individual rights.
Oh, okay, it's starting to get slippery here. Lloyd, New York, is on the line. 1-800-TALK. Yes, our number. Hey, Lloyd. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program with Edwin Locke.
Thank you. Hi. You made a comment earlier about the goal of our society that stuck with me, and it made me want to call, and I just want to get your response to this. It seems to me that the goal of our society is to promote goodwill and the healthy lives of the participants. If we continue to believe that we are all separate and we're not all one, it can't. Our society will only destroy itself because it's motivated by greed.
Exactly. Lloyd, in fact, let me interrupt you for just a moment and read. I mean, here's our social contract, as it were. The preamble to the United States Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. It ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. I don't see in there... allow absolutely unlimited freedom for anybody to exploit anybody else.
Well, if we view ourselves as one,
right? Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lloyd, for the call. What your response, Dr. Locke?
I would disagree with that. I'd say what makes for a nation's unity is a set of common values which they share. America was based on certain common values: individual rights and the right to the pursuit of happiness, the individual protection of rights by the government, and the individual as the unit of value, the individual having a right to his own life, not like the European states where the individual lived for the state.
Yeah, I would have to respectfully disagree and say that you go back and read the writings of the founders, and yes, they acknowledged individual liberties and rights, but the whole purpose of writing a constitution was defining a structure, a superstructure for society. The reason we have communities, the reason we have towns, the reason we have counties, the reason we have governments, the reason we have all of these institutions is because we are a social organism that has to operate within certain constraints and rules to work to our social benefit. And what we have now here is the situation where we've got tax revenue, for example, in communities. When Walmart moves into a community, the local tax collections actually go down. The tax reductions are more likely to occur when Walmart moves into an area. This is from a study that was done by the state of Maryland. The study says the expected growth in income taxes may have been offset by low-wage jobs offered by the large retail and the loss of employment in competing businesses. I think that it's important for us to say, as a society, there's an entire huge book of definitions of the rules of how we do business. Anyhow, I'm ranting. I know that you want to respond, but I've also got four more callers here, and we've only got 3 minutes left in this segment. So let's just move along very quickly. Armin in Florida, you got 10, 20 seconds here. Fire away.
Here we have a tenured theorist in a supposedly philosophical free market system and belief system of this individual. And if you look at everything else, the one of the most important things about a culture and a society is the balance. And when you keep handicapping the monopolies, it's not a fair level playing field.
I absolutely agree with you, Armin. Thank you for the call. This is the key point. Jerry in North Carolina, your thoughts on Ayn Rand?
Well, the doctor says he wants corporations to have the rights of individuals. Corporations have much more rights than individuals do. I have to pay income taxes based on what I make, and corporations only pay it based on what they have left over at the end of the year.
No, that's a good point.
Well, I'm against taxation, so I have no disagreement with you.
Yeah, Dr. Locke doesn't think the corporations should pay any taxes whatsoever.
Nor individuals.
Although we're all, how are we going to have public streets? How are we going to have police departments? How are we going to have fire departments?
Using voluntary means to raise money.
I see.
Which I gave one example. I could give
a lottery. Yes, we prey on the people who are addicted to gambling.
There's many, many other ways to do it too, which I don't have time, I'm sure, to say.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry, for that. Mike in Oregon is on the line. 1-800-TALK. Yes. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? One quick point, and I think what has given companies like Walmart their incredible wealth are people and people spending their dollars. And I think that if people don't like what Walmart does to their community, they need to think about where they're going to spend their money. And that's how they have their leverage over.
But see, the problem, Mike, is Walmart comes into communities and by greasing the palms of local politicians, by doing aggressive PR campaigns, by buying ads in the local newspapers and getting them on their side, they have all this whole shtick about, we're actually going to bring lower prices. I mean, there was actually a study done that found that Walmart didn't actually lower prices in the community. This was done in Carroll County, Arkansas. They listed 19 common household items, just picked at random. random, the most common items people buy, Walmart actually had prices the that were out of only two out of those 19 items had the lowest prices. But there's this, they come in with this power, they wipe out everybody else, and then you don't have any place else to buy. And you know, I'm going on again. I'm sorry. Mike, thanks for that call. Dr. Locke, if you can hang on, we'll give you the last word here right after this break.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Slow down, Kyle. You'll choke on your coffee.
I can't. I have to finish getting the newsletter out before I can do anything else on my schedule today.
I used to have that problem before I discovered the Newsletter Factory.
Well, how'd they help you?
Their expert team of writers, editors, designers, and project coordinators do all my hard work for me. The Newsletter Factory even developed a readership survey that helped me produce the most appropriate content.
Sounds great, but I like doing some of the writing. It's just technical stories and layouts that bog me down.
No problem. In addition to turnkey projects, the Newsletter Factory gives you a smorgasbord of services from design and proofread to edit or full write. The Newsletter Factory can also help with printing and mailing. They keep you informed the whole way. Plus, the process is cost-effective and streamlined, so the Newsletter Factory doesn't have to compensate for lost time or a mistake.
Just like a factory.
Now you're catching on. Call the Newsletter Factory at 800-788-9550 to get started today. Or visit them on the web at www.newsletterfactory.com.
I will, thanks.
I guess I better let the dog in.
Like the small dog that rules the house, Small Dog Electronics is the small computer company that really rules when it comes to customer service. Small Dog Electronics is your authorized Apple reseller in Waitsfield, Vermont. Sure, you can buy your computer out of a catalog, but how do you know you're really getting what you want or what you need? At Small Dog, they don't work on commission. Their only motivation is making sure you're a happy customer. Put your business on the leading edge with the world's fastest computer, the new Macintosh G5. You'll finish the job ahead of the pack, and automatic security updates lock out viruses. That's speed and dependability that will keep you focused on your customers instead of sitting on hold with tech support.
I guess you want to get on the couch, huh?
Like the small dog who everybody makes room for, Small Dog Electronics is big on customer service. Small Dog Electronics. Check them out on the web at smalldog.com or at their showroom on Route 100 in Waitsfield.
No way. You're not getting on the bed.
Handy Dave Rush here, inviting you to listen to Home Improvement USA. Ken Walchek from Chicago's number one hardware store, Clark Devon Hardware, John Seip from United Marketing Force, Jay Brentlinger from Orban, and, of course, Danny Lipford from today's Homeowner Television Show, take your home improvement questions. Our guests include industry experts from across the country. We've been America's most useful talk show for 10 years, so join us for Home Improvement USA every Saturday, 2 to 4 Eastern, and rebroadcast 8 to 10 Eastern right here on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on!
Show.
According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
They're coming to take me away.
Bringing you uncommon sense, you're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel. Cause I take corners on two wheels. But it's a never-ending circus ride. Fatal heart need not apply.
Welcome back. It's Tom Hartman, and we're talking with Dr. Edwin Locke of the Ayn Rand Institute, AYNRAND.org, the holders of objectivist thought, the philosophical root of much of the conservative movement and much of libertarianism, although they all kind of disavow each other. And Dr. Locke, I think that what we've come to here is a really clear articulation, hopefully, for our listeners, where I'm suggesting that the progressive and what I consider to be the Jeffersonian worldview, the American worldview, or the way that that we've put this country together, is that we encourage and allow companies to do business within a context that has to serve the public good. But we want people to be able to make money. We want them to be able to succeed. But when it reaches a point where it becomes cancerous, where it starts to harm the public good, then we, through government, through we the people, step in and prevent that. Now, you got a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I'll give you the last word and let you respond to that.
Well, Ayn Rand defends capitalism not on the basis of the public good, which she viewed as a meaningless concept because it has no definition of what the good is or who, in any case, the public is. And a good example is Walmart. Who is the public? Is it the Walmart executives or is it the people who shop there? Obviously, it's both. So she defended capitalism on one basis fundamentally, and that was individual rights, the right of every individual to act freely and to contract with other people freely and being protected by the government so that force and fraud were not allowed. So it's a moral defense of capitalism. She believed capitalism was a practical system and did lead to good results. But its fundamental defense is the moral right of each individual to his own life. And that's why we...
And therefore, we should not have minimum wage laws. We should not have unions.
Unions. We're not against unions if they're voluntarily not supported by the government.
I see. Okay. Great. Dr. Edwin Locke, www.ayinrand.org, A-Y-N Rand. Dr. Locke, thank you so much for being with us this hour.
Thank you for having me.
This is Tom Hartman. It's 2 minutes before the hour. Stick around. We'll be back.
Been listening to the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network. Check our website at www.tomhartman.com for archives of this program and more information.
Copyright 2004.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
George W. Bush is again having trouble energizing Christian conservatives. Prominent leaders on the religious right say it's not just economic conservatives upset by runaway federal spending that he's having trouble with. I think his biggest problem will be social conservatives who are not motivated to work for the ticket and to ensure their fellow Christians get to the polling booth, said Robert H. Knight, director of the Culture and Family Institute. Their list of grievances is long, but right now social conservatives are mad over what many consider Bush's failure to strongly condemn illegal homosexual marriages being performed in San Francisco under the authority of Mayor Gavin Newsom. A group of more than 60 top U.S. scientists, including 20 Nobel laureates and several science advisors to past Republican presidents, on Wednesday accused the Bush administration of manipulating and censoring science for political purposes. The scientists accused the administration of suppressing, distorting, or manipulating the work done by scientists at federal agencies. For example, the administration ordered massive changes to a section on global warming in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's 2003 report on the environment. They also replaced a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention fact sheet on proper condom use with a warning emphasizing condom failure rates. A group fighting poverty announced plans on Thursday to erect a tent called Bushville during the Republican Party convention in August, one of several demonstrations expected in a summer of political protest in New York. The Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign will put up the tents for 5 days before the August 30th through September 2nd meeting, which will nominate George W. Bush to run for a second four-year term in the November 2nd election. Chicago police officers infiltrated 5 protest groups in 2002 and launched 4 other spying operations in 2003, actions that civil rights activists are calling outrageous. The investigations have come in the wake of a court decision that expanded the department's intelligence gathering powers. The department would not describe what organizations were targeted in 2003. More after this.
Hello, I'm Rita Moreno. You may have a serious eye condition and not even know it. Vision loss is not a normal part of aging. Some vision changes are normal. Some are due to eye disease. Do you know the difference? Open your eyes to the facts. To get more information about vision and aging or to find out about what help is available if you're having vision problems, call Lighthouse International at 1-800-829-0500 or visit www.lighthouse.org.
The Madison, Maine Planning Board is taking up a man's application to open a topless coffee shop on Main Street. Norman St. Michael says his plan to employ partially nude waitresses is intended to boost the establishment's chances of success. He says the idea is to do something different to attract coffee drinkers. Madison's code enforcement officer says he knows of no town ordinances that would bar such an operation. For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Unbiased. I'm biased for small, independent, homegrown business, as opposed to spending my money at some cookie-cutter outlet of Great Big Global Chain Store Incorporated. Not that I adamantly refuse to step into any chain, but let's admit it. These places are sterile, uniform, boring, soulless, and, well, corporate. They have no pulse. If I've got a choice, I go for the color, flavor, zest, and attitude of the hometown businesses that shout uniqueness, giving us a sense of place and human spirit. There are plenty of examples in my own town of Austin, Texas. Why stay at the Anywhere and Nowhere Holiday Inn when we've got a funkily refurbished Austin motel right downtown, boasting this reassuring slogan on its marquee, "No additives, no preservatives, corporate free since 1938. Why turn your cash over to Starbucks number 2417 when there's better coffee and a spiritual uplift at our own Bolden Creek Coffee House, complete with a cheeky neon sign saying, "Caffeine Dealer"? Why go to the Home Depot when the independent Harold's Hardware Store has the gizmo you need, knows how it operates, will lend you a tool to install it, and offers hands-on help with this comforting slogan, "Together, we can do it yourself." Food, books, beer, clothing, records, you name it, there are an abundance of local choices wherever you live that'll take you beyond crass corporate consumerism and help define your city as its own special place, rather than just another anyplace USA. Plus, the money you spend locally stays local, instead of being hauled off in a Brinks truck to corporate central. I'm not talking about supporting local businesses as some sort of a do-good charitable act to help them, but about helping ourselves by voting with our consumer dollars to make our towns the one-of-a-kind, vibrant places we want them to be. This is Jim Hightower saying, it's a question of whose town is it, ours or Great Big Global Chain Store Incorporated? It's up to us.
If you had the chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by them. I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
He's the man who uncovers corporate lies, exposes political corruption, and has a clear vision of what America could become. Here's Tom Hartman.
Welcome back. 7 minutes after the hour, the second hour of our Friday program. It's Brunch with Congressman Bernie Sanders, one of my favorite hours of the whole entire week. It's before we get to that, let me just very quickly, I mentioned at the beginning of the first hour, on March 1st, we're changing networks. For those of you listening on regular radio stations, should make no difference at all. The same with the Sirius satellite. We'll still be on Sirius Stream 143. Those of you who are listening on the Internet, if you're listening on IEAmericaRadio.com, you'll have to go to RadioPower.org. And many of you are already there. RadioPower.org has been offering this program for many long months and doing a marvelous job. And there will also be archives available at WhiteRoseSociety.org. The easiest way to find all of that is to go to TomHartman.com. Just go to TomHartman.com, and we'll have links to the web stream. We'll have links they're there right now, in fact, to the chat room, which is full of a bunch of great folks right this minute, to our message board, where you will find literally tens of thousands of messages on these topics that we talk about in this program, hundreds of messages posted every day, vibrant and growing community, and we're sticking around here. So that said, Congressman Bernie Sanders became the first independent congressman elected in 40 years in 1991. He's since been reelected 5 times from the state of Vermont. He's the longest-serving independent in the history of the House of Representatives. I like to think of him as America's congressman because Bernie Sanders really, really and truly does represent the interests of all Americans. Congressman Sanders, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Tom, and it's good to hear that the program is growing because we need voices like yours all over this country to counteract the big money corporate interests who have so much power over the media.
Yeah, well, thank you. This program is my small business. It is a business, and I just signed a contract for a year's worth of satellite time on the Jones satellite, and we're going to keep this thing going. We're going
to
keep it
going. I want the listeners to know that this whole issue of media and the absolute necessity to have alternative points of view being heard all over this country is one of the most important issues that we have got to deal with. And in fact, I think, Tom, if you look at recent polls and you see the decline of the president in the polls, one of the reasons is that for the first time in 3 years, some of the national media is beginning to focus on what other people are saying, the criticisms, the valid criticisms of the Bush administration, and talking about some of the negative things that this president is doing. That's the first time in 3 years.
Yeah.
Just think what would happen if you had a real vibrant media where you could hear every day people talking about the scandals in the Bush administration or the horrendous public policies that they are bringing forward. You would then look at George Bush, I think, as almost a fringe candidate. But again, the point of hearing different points of view out there and the work that you and others are doing cannot be underestimated.
Thank you, Bernie. I don't disagree. Rush Limbaugh has taken credit for the elections of Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush on various occasions by, either implicitly or explicitly. And the right-wing talk machine cannot be discounted. I mean, there's a lot of power there. And frankly, I think that the pendulum is swinging. I think Americans want balance. Well, I know it. I mean, we're seeing it with this program. We are growing
every day. We're seeing it in terms of the outrage at the FCC. A decision to further deregulate media where millions of people have contacted the FCC and said, hey, we cannot allow a handful of large corporations to control radio, television, newspapers, magazines. So you're right. This whole issue of media is becoming more and more into the forefront, and we've got to stay focused on it.
Do you think, Congressman Sanders, do you think that it's going to take a change of administration for anything to happen, and how much of a change of Congress is going to be required? Or do you think that it's possible that something could happen even if George Bush gets reelected and the Republicans keep control?
In terms of media, Bush and the Republican leadership are very tight with the corporate media people. As you know, importantly, the Senate, to everybody's surprise, the U.S. Senate voted in a very significant bipartisan way for a resolution of disapproval. I have written a letter to the Speaker of the House, which now has over 200 signatures, mostly Democrats, some Republicans, who are saying to the Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert, give us a vote. Maybe we'll win, maybe we'll lose. Frankly, I think we will win. But let us also have a vote for a resolution of disapproval telling the FCC to roll back the decision that they made, which, by the way, is now being tied up in the courts. And at this point, of course, the Speaker is refusing to give us that vote and is defending the interests of the corporate media.
As is his want, as is his career, not just corporate media, but corporate everything.
That's right. That's the bad news. But the good news, to answer your question, is that for the first time in my memory, you're hearing some of the Democratic candidates, talking about media as a political issue.
Yeah.
And I think all of us, all of the listeners to this show, have got to understand how important that issue is, that the American people cannot make objective and good decisions if they're not hearing both sides of the story. And as I said a moment ago, I think one of the reasons that we're seeing a change in the president's fortune is that for the first time, people are hearing articulations and good, sharp criticisms of what the president is doing. They're seeing people on television, working people, middle-class people, young people who are saying, we want to get rid of George Bush. This is the first time in 3 years that the American people have had an opportunity to see that.
Yeah,
and
I think
that's one of the reasons that things are changing.
I wonder how much, to what extent that is, I don't want to use the word conspiracy, but, the intent of the media to cast the Bush administration in a good light versus just the normal human nature herd mentality of reporters. And I mean, I was a reporter for a decade back in the 70s and the late 60s. And I in Lansing, Michigan, and I reported and I covered the state house and I did the police beat for a while and we did the mayor's office. And in fact, Louise and I, before we got married, interviewed the mayor together, I can tell you, there's this thing when you're a reporter that if the politician is really popular, he or she, back in those days it was almost always he, has an aura about them that causes reporters to treat them with a little more deference and be a little less willing to really go on the attack. Whereas if that politician seems to be wounded, I think back to when Nixon was going down and suddenly
absolutely,
the reporters
absolutely.
Were going after him. Or, you know, when Carter was weakening toward
that's
the end.
Tom, that's absolutely correct. But I think there's something else, too. And that is, and as I speak as somebody who was a mayor of Burlington, Vermont for 8 years, I've been in Congress now for 13 years, is that what you also see is a real hesitation on the part of most people in the media to ask certain types of questions. For example, I've been involved in politics, as I said, for a long time. I cannot recall a reporter coming up to me and saying, well, Bernie, what are you going to do about the growing gap between the rich and the poor? Now, that's a legitimate question, isn't it?
Yeah.
How come nobody ever talks about
that? Okay, Bernie, what are you going to do about that?
Well, we're doing a lot about it, but that's a question that you don't see often asked by the media. Bernie, what are you going to do about the fact that we've lost millions of jobs as a result of our disastrous trade policy?
Yeah.
Now, increasingly, for good reasons, that's becoming to be heard. But for many, many years, media didn't talk about that issue. Bernie, what are you going to do to make sure that workers have a better opportunity to join trade unions so they can earn better money? Never asked me. I mean, that would be a question incomprehensible that somebody would ask. So I think a lot of the media who are hired by corporations are kind of trained into what is a good question or a bad question. And they shy away from any questions that are going to antagonize their corporate bosses.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, you know, truth be told, they I remember covering Mayor Jerry Graves in Lansing, Michigan, and this various state representatives, and you know, I never got to talk to the governor, but I was in the room. You don't want them to hate you. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
Just
you
human
want
nature.
To continue to have access. If you ask a hard question, you're going to be on the blacklist.
As happened to Helen Thomas, you know, as we saw. 1-800-TALK-YES is our number if you have questions for America's congressman, Congressman Bernie Sanders, the only independent member of the House of Representatives. Bernie, I've got a couple of news stories here I wanted to bounce off you. One about the Bush tax increase, another from the Christian Science Monitor, wages up for the well-off but not for others. I suspect you have a list of things to talk about.
Sure.
First, though, we've got Alfred in Michigan with a question for you.
Okay.
Can we go to the phones? Okay. Alfred, 1-800-TALK-YES. Yes, thanks for calling. You're on the air and live with Tom Hartman and Bernie Sanders.
Well, thank you very much. Congressman Sanders, how did you vote on the no-talk telemarketing bill?
No-talk telemarketing?
The one where the list that people could get on a list and then you can't call.
You mean the do-not-call list?
Yeah.
I supported the right of people not to be harassed by telemarketers.
Okay, now you assume harassed. The reason I'm calling, in my opinion, the federal don't call list, it should be called a do-not call list because there are holes in it, and I'll tell you why. I'm retired, and I'm in my seventh year working part-time to support my retired income as an independent contractor for a financial institution that provides financial and refinancing for manufactured homes that are in parks, and most financial institutions do not get involved in this, so I have to use the phone to offer free, and I emphasize free, information. We've put into a kit. It's very professionally prepared information to help the seller of a home in a park to sell their home on their own, and we hope in return for an opportunity. They're not coerced. They don't have to pay anything for our loan originators to see if they can provide financing.
And yeah, this is prospecting, sales prospecting you're describing, Alfred.
That's correct.
On the telephone.
And I want
to
emphasize.
So your point.
Pardon me?
Your point, please.
Well, my point is that we get leads from newspaper clipping service. Bank employees go through, drive down in the parks, write the phone number down from crudely written owner signs, reference from other people. We can't do that now, and most people don't know where to go for financing.
Alfred, I appreciate that.
In mobile home parks.
Alfred, I do understand you, but let's look at the other side of the story. And the other side of the story is that all over this country, when people are sitting down to dinner early in the morning,
that's why we have all these restaurants. I'm not done yet. Give me a minute now.
Well, wait a minute. You've had more than a minute. I'm just trying to give you the other side of the story.
Because it takes more than a minute to explain that you voted. You sit there and you say you want to create jobs. You're eliminating jobs. These are domestic
I'm also
jobs.
Giving people
insurance
the opportunity.
Agents, realtors,
excuse me, Alfred. Can you allow for a response here? All right, you know, I'm not on the telephone listening to you. I'm, you know, at home now. We're talking to a lot of people.
You're not talking to Alan Greenspan. You're talking to me.
Well, what I'm talking to you about is the fact that one of the serious problems that millions of people feel is they would like to come home and have dinner without being harassed on the telephone.
Yeah, what's, you know, Alfred, why don't...
Okay, I don't want to argue with you, Alfie. I appreciate your opinion. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alfred.
My concern, thanks, Alfred, for the call. I appreciate that. You know, my concern, frankly, with that bill, Bernie, was that it had an exemption in it for nonprofits. And I used to be in the... I used to have a business where we did training for organizations in communications and stuff, and our lunch got eaten. I mean, we were a little small for-profit corporation. We did a lot of direct mail, and a nonprofit came in, bought up three of our for-profit competitors, and they were able to mail at half the rate, and they were running it as a nonprofit. But, you know, you can comment on that after the break. I'm sorry. And, you know, I just thought it was – I think it's a good start, but I had – you know, it's not the best of it. But anyway. 1-800-TALK, yes, our number, if you have a question for Congressman Bernie Sanders. It's 20 minutes past the hour. This is Tom Hartman. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
We'll be back with more music, but first, a look at weather. Here's meteorologist Tom Sparks.
Thanks, Chad. There's a front moving in from the south, which is going to mix with warm air, giving us the distinct possibility for showers over the next few days. In fact, some of them are going to be big soakers, let me tell you. However, if you're planning any outdoor activities for the weekend, I have good news.
So it's going to be clear?
No. I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Slow down, Kyle. You'll choke on your coffee.
Can't. I have to finish getting the newsletter out before I can do anything else on my schedule today.
I used to have that problem before I discovered the Newsletter Factory.
Well, how'd they help you?
Their expert team of writers, editors, designers, and project coordinators do all my hard work for me. The Newsletter Factory even developed a readership survey that helped me produce the most appropriate content.
Sounds great, but I like doing some of the writing. It's just technical stories and layouts that bog me down.
No problem. In addition to turnkey projects, the Newsletter Factory gives you a smorgasbord of services from design and proofread to edit or full write. The Newsletter Factory can also help with printing and mailing. They keep you informed the whole way. Plus, the process is cost-effective and streamlined, so the Newsletter Factory doesn't have to compensate for lost time or mistakes.
Just like a factory.
Now you're catching on. Call the Newsletter Factory at 800-788-9550 to get started today. Or visit them on the web at www.newsletterfactory.com.
I will. Thanks.
Your right to vote. It's something that most Americans take for granted. But today, serious questions are being asked about how we vote. Machines are used to process 98% of the votes in U.S. elections, and that includes absentee ballots. How do we know if our votes are being counted correctly? Experts say we don't know, that machines conceal the voting process, that whoever controls the machines controls the election. What is the government doing to protect your right to vote? There is no federal agency that regulates or monitors the voting machine industry. There are no restrictions on who can make, sell, or service voting equipment. They don't even have to be U.S. citizens. And there are no mandatory federal standards for voting equipment. Even if there were, experts say that voting machines can be easily rigged and impossible to safeguard. I'm Lynn Landis. I'm an investigative journalist. Learn more about this issue at my website, ecotalk.org. That's ecotalk.org.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
This is the Tom Hartman Program on the IE America Radio Network.
I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. I attend all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll send all the money you ask for. But don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal.
And welcome back. 25
minutes. Heard that one in a long time.
Yeah. Old Phil Oakes there. Thanks to Brad Walrod for picking that one out. This is Tom Hartman. It's 25 minutes past the hour. We're on the air with Congressman Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie, Louise mentioned something to me during the break that, you know, first of all, of course, I think we can agree that legislation is always the art of the compromise, and it's almost always imperfect. But she said, you know, isn't it interesting that Alfred in Michigan is upset because his telemarketing job is being made more difficult, and he's failing to notice that he's having to resort to telemarketing in his retirement because he doesn't have good retirement benefits, because all the good jobs have been moved to China. Where's the outrage about the real problems here?
That is exactly right. And I think one of the issues that those of us who are concerned about in terms of what's going on in this country have got to do is focus on the most important issues. There are a million issues out there. I mean, you and I could talk about a million issues, but what are the most important issues? And the issues are, as Louise points out, it's the decline of the middle class.
Yeah.
Why don't people who, after working a lifetime, have the opportunity to enjoy their retirement? Why are they forced to work? What does that have to do with the cutbacks in retiree benefits, et cetera, et cetera? So your wife is right.
There you go. My wife and producer and better half. Well said. I'm sure she'll appreciate that. 1-800-TALK. Yes, our number if you'd like to be on the air with Congressman Bernie Sanders or me, Tom Hartman. Here it is, 26 minutes past the hour. And Frank in Midtown Manhattan, I'm assuming, Frank.
Yes, sir, Tom. Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. nice to speak to both of you. This is an issue that I have a serious concern with, and I was just trying to maybe Mr. Sanders could clear this up for me. I'd like to know, how is it that we allowed, because I believe at the time the Democrats had control of Congress, how did we allow the fairness doctrine to be totally wiped out?
Oh, I'm sorry, the what doctrine?
The fairness doctrine, which is,
fairness
I think,
doctrine,
is the,
yeah.
It's
1986.
The most critical, right, and that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was Scalia and Bork who voted together.
Receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. Caster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster to correct the situation. 8500. We are no longer receiving the broadcast feed for the station. This condition might be due to a temporary network issue, so please try listening again or contact your broadcaster.